Yoel, Perek, Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Tiny little Perek. We'll do a whole Perek in one day, hopefully, if I don't talk too much. After the great prediction in Perek Beis of what a great day is going to come, your joy and triumph, and the arrival, says Dr. Hirsch, of the last goal set by God for the history of the Jewish people and mankind, with mankind elevated to the height of bearing some of the Spirit of God, well, it's not complete unless you get a little revenge. And it will come to pass afterwards, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Anybody who has a lave that is absorbent, that is open, not surrounded by a hard shell. So this is not necessarily revenge. This is more along the lines of that people are going to accept the spirit. This isn't vengeance of Ruchi, Eshpoches Ruchi, Shfoch Chamoscha. This is togetherness and understanding and awareness on everything, on everyone. V'nibu b'neichem uvenoseichem. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Zikneichem chalomos yachalomun. Your elders will dream dreams. So the disciples, the Nevi'im, the elders, the children, the young people, Bachurechem chezyonos yiru. Your young men will see visions. So it's not ageist. Now it seems almost like the younger generation reaches a higher level than the older generation, says Dr. Mendel Hirsch. But he suggests instead of saying chezyonos yechezu, he says chezyonos yiru. So yiru means what the elders envisioned and dreamed of, you will see the actual happening. So the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the elders were weeping, but they had waited so long. Eretz Yisrael, it was the young people who saw the full arrival of that, of the state of Israel in modern times as we have it. We are lucky. We are born into its pre-existence already. Beis v'gam al ha'avodim v'al ha'shafachos b'yamim ha'hema, and even upon the slaves and the maidservants in those days, eshpoch esruchi, I will pour out my spirit. So slaves embrace the Torah, maidservants embrace the Torah, people who voluntarily come to help Klal Yisrael. It's tremendous. Social status is not going to matter. There will only one mark of nobility, says Dr. Hirsch, the universal calling on everybody to be a bearer of God's spirit. What an ideal that would be for humanity. Gimel v'nosati mofsim, and I will perform signs b'shamayim of aretz on the heavens and the earth, portending the future. Dam v'esh v'simro sashan. Ha! Does that sound familiar? It should! We all recognize the Haggadah, even if we don't recognize other things. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. There's going to be a lot of bloodshed in the war of Gog u'Magog, and lightning is going to burn when it strikes. That's the fire and then the smoke that rises from it. There are going to be plagues that befall the nations who join Gog u'Magog, Gog of Magog, actually, who when they attack on Yerushalayim. Dam va'esh v'sim ros hashan. If you've got grape juice with you or coffee, please dip some on your plate. Dalet ha'shemesh yofech l'choshech. The sun will turn to darkness. Zowie. That's going to embarrass those, says Rashi, who are sun worshippers. V'hayoreach l'dam. And the moon shall turn to blood. Lifnei bo yom Hashem agadol ve'anora. Prior to the coming of the great and awesome day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we know there's going to be war and bloodshed and terrible destruction before the Mashiach comes. So here it is, prelude. Hey, v'haya kol asher yikra v'shem Hashem yimoleit. And it will come to pass, whoever will call in the name of Hashem will be delivered. There it is. If you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're going to survive. Then you're going to make it. Education through suffering, which the Jewish people have hitherto tridden to the goal of happiness and security, says Dr. Mendel Hirsch, son of Rav Shamshul Fol Hirsch. So even when universal despair reigns, Sion Yerushalayim shine forth as certain places of deliverance. That's pretty great. Ki v'har Tzion of Yerushalayim tiyef leita. On Mount Zion and Yerushalayim, there will be a deliverance. The remnant are going to survive. Kasher Amar Hashem, like Hashem said, Uvasiridim, and among the survivors, the remnants, Asher Hashem Korei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invited. So this is intentional, and this is a sign of salvation, and this is when we're going to make it. Everybody who says Kadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a place for us in Har Tzion and Yerushalayim. Uvo ha'ovdim Eretz Ashur. That's us coming back. And the world is given the opportunity. But there's going to be blood and destruction because not everybody is going to be ready for it. Next time, we are going to start Perek Dalet, the last Perek in Sefer Yoel, a very small Sefer. So we are working our way through rapidly, heading to see the end of days and good times once Gog and Magog are out of the way.